This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This is Friday, so we start off, you know, with a small little chat, inshallah, before we jump straight into some Among Us play. Again, this is a blessed day and a blessed time. We are in a strange time in the world, so the more reminders we can give ourselves about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the better for us. You know, there's always one advice. People always ask me, you know, Brother Yusha, give me some advice. And I will give you some advice, inshallah. Also, I want to make sure our chat went on to the main room as it should, and we don't have to post it. No, it hasn't gotten there yet. Hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, our MGL bot will put it over there. We need to work on his speed in getting this up into chat room, inshallah. Yep, there it went. Alhamdulillah, it's up on there now. We were going playing Among Us, so we'll post that into the chat. I'll ask the moderators, if they're with us, to post the code into the chat room once we get it up and running, inshallah. And we will also, I will jump into the voice chat for those who want to join us on Discord. Please make sure you are following and subscribe to Muslim Gamers League on Discord. Make sure you are following us here. Make sure you are subbing here. If you're able to give us subs, please do so. It helps this platform grow. And we will be doing some amazing thing for our subs, inshallah ta'ala. We will be having some giveaways for Discord server followers. Boosters will have special giveaways here on Twitch. We'll be doing follower giveaways. We will also be doing special sub giveaways, etc. So we have plenty of things that are lined up. We have them in the works, inshallah. And also, for those who were asking, I was chatting with the brothers over at The Cave London. I was chatting over the brothers at Cave London today. And for those who were asking, people asking where to get my hats, the hoodie I was wearing in the last stream, those are from The Cave London. And I'm going to put that up here in the chat. It is let me make sure I put that right before I send you guys somewhere else. We wouldn't want to do that. We want to send everybody to the right place. Yep, there it is. www. Did I put the dot? Yes, I did. cave-london.com. They have also offered a special code for all of my followers, all of my viewers. All you have to do is enter the code Yusha Evans. All you have to do is enter the code Yusha Evans on your checkout, and you will get 20% off of any of your orders. They have good hats and hoodies, and they have good abayas for sister, mashallah. They also have good beard oils for those of you who always ask about a beard oil routine. I always buy beard oil when I'm over there. Not only is it a good product in and of itself, but they add atar in with them. They have like sunnah musk, they have like rose, all kinds of different essential atars that they add into them that smell fantastic. So check them out. Tell them I sent you and use the code Yusha Evans, and you will get 20% off. You will get 20% off, inshallah ta'ala. So make sure you check them out. People always ask me for some advice, and we will ask. Streamlabs is kind of messing with us today and not showing us viewers who we have on with us. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, that'll update itself at some point. Streamlabs is being a bit glitchy today anyway. But people always ask me, Brother Yusha, can you give us some advice? And I always get asked that when I travel, when I meet brothers, when we go places. Brother Yusha, can you just give us some simple advice? So that's how we will start off today's stream, with a simple advice, a hadith of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, which I think is the best advice that one can be given. It is a hadith of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, where he was asked by a man. O Messenger of Allah, give me something that is comprehensive, so comprehensive that I will never need to ask you anything else after this question. Maybe this is the last question that I'm able to ask you. Give me some advice that will be comprehensive and will also take me to Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ told the man, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and then remain steadfast on that. This is where istiqamah, remaining steadfast in the path of Allah, comes from. And many, many books have been written on it. If you were able to find some good scholarly books on the issue of istiqamah, which is remaining on the straight path, then I would suggest for you to check it out. For you to check it out. So he said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain on that path. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast on that. So the man said, okay, I heard that. Give me something else. That was, you know, that was easy. Give me something else. The Prophet ﷺ for the second time said, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast on that. The man said, okay, yes, I heard you, but I want something more. He was looking to get some grand talk from the Prophet ﷺ, some grand advice. So he said for the third time, قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say that you believe in Allah and remain steadfast on that. This was an amazing advice from the Prophet ﷺ, and it was about remaining steadfast, remaining on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining steadfast on the path of Allah jalla wa ala, and this will give someone the best benefits that you can have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Fusilat, that those who say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, those who say their Lord is Allah and they remain steadfast upon that. This adds on to that and why this is such a beautiful comprehensive advice. Allah says in Surah Fusilat, those who say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, those who say our Lord is Allah and they remain steadfast on that. They have istiqama upon that. Allah says that He will send angels to them, and upon their deathbed, angels will come to them and they will tell them three things. And believe me, brothers and sisters, the day of your death will be the hardest day for you. It'll be the most trying day for you. It will be the most severe day for you. And to hear these words from the angels will be the most beautiful way to end your life. Allah says, they will say, لَا تَخَافُ, do not be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and don't even be sad. وَأَبْشِرُوا, but have glad tidings, بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ, of Jannah that was promised to you. So this is what istiqama brings to a person. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ gave this man this comprehensive advice to قُلْ أَمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say that you believe in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and then remain on that. Because they will hear on the day they die, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. Do not be afraid nor be saddened, but have the glad tidings of Jannah that was promised to you. MashaAllah.